On this episode of Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives, I'm going to go into an area that will likely cause a bit of a stink, because on both sides of this argument, people have some pretty strong feelings on these subjects. So what are they? I'm going to talk about gay rights, Second Amendment, terrorism, and baby killers. Yes, light show. Welcome to Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives podcast. Part of the Full Monty Leadership Series. I'm your host, Dov Barron, founder of FullMontyLeadership.com. If you're a new listener, thank you for joining us. Strap yourself in. We're about to go Full Monty. If you're a regular listener, big thank you to you for making us the number one podcast to listen to for Fortune 500 and a whole bunch of other leadership categories. Thank you for sharing the show with everybody you know. And remember, we always need your help in staying relevant. So get yourself over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. All right. Let's strip it down and dive in. As we record this show right now, over the last weekend, there was a shooting in Orlando, Florida. Is this a new thing? Absolutely not. You know that at least as well as I do, that the mass shootings that go on in the US are insane. They're insane. So let me start out, first of all, by giving and sending my sincere condolences to all those friends and family of the people who were attacked whether they were killed or injured or whatever it was. I can't even begin to imagine what that was like. But this act was described by the media and even by President Obama as an act of terrorism. And I think we've got to start there, by looking at this thing called terrorism. What does it mean? Well, let's just break the word down for a minute. Terrorism. The inciting of terror. And we've got that somehow associated to Islamic extremists, but that's not the truth. I mean, you know, they're wanting to plug this last thing on Islamic terrorism. But this was not Islamic terrorism. This was a hate crime, which President Obama also said, by the way. This was a hate crime against gays. And when we think of terrorism, we think about, as I said, we've been sort of led to believe that it's Islamic crazy people, but you know what? That's not true. It's anybody who incites a state of terror in the mass. So for me, and again, this is my opinion, and I totally understand that this is a very opinionated one that I'm doing here, but the media are terrorists because they incite terror in the people. We are all sitting around terrified of stuff, of the boogeyman. In fact, according to the Center of Global Research, according to their data, there were more Jewish acts of terrorism within the United States than that of Islamic terrorism. 7% against 6%. Now, these radical Jews committed to acts of terrorism in the name of their religion. They're not terrorists who happen to be Jewish. Rather, they are extremist Jews who commit acts of terrorism based on religious passions, just like Al-Qaeda or ISIS or any others. People cling to their guns, and they're not willing to look at that things might be a little off, but they cling to their guns saying that they have the right to protect themselves. And I can get that, I can appreciate that. However, for me, there is something desperately wrong with a country, with leadership, when we are willing to protect the rights of people to have their guns over protecting our children. Look, I get it. I've done the research probably a long time before many of the people watching this did, back in the 80s. And I know that Hitler and Stalin rounded up all the guns before they decimated their own nations. I get that. I understand how that all works, and I get why you cling to the guns. I understand your fear of a corrupt government, because they are corrupt. But radical haters having guns isn't making the government any less corrupt. Look, even if you're a gay hater, if you have any humanity whatsoever, you've got to look at this shooting, the one that just took place, this mass shooting, and many of the mass shootings that go on in the US and realize that every single one of those folks who were killed, no matter who they are, no matter what their religion is, no matter what their color is, their race is, no matter what their sexual orientation is, no matter what their age is, every one of them was someone's baby. I saw this little flash on the news, and there was this lady, and she was standing close by the nightclub where the shooting went on, and 50 were killed, and she was crying, and she was being held by some of the patrons of that nightclub. And she was talking about her baby who was in there with his boyfriend and how he hadn't come out yet. You know, she was talking about a man in his 30s, but it was her baby. And we're protecting the rights of people to have guns over the rights of people to care about their babies. The pain of the death, as far as we know, it's not felt for 1 second after the people are killed by the people who are killed. But that pain is felt for a lifetime for those who never get to share another meal, another laugh, another conversation, another hug, another anything with those people who were killed. And allowing the Second Amendment as it is to stay in place is, in my opinion, facilitating a culture of learned helplessness and blaming, where we become racked by fear, as I said, terrorism through the media, of today's and tomorrow's boogeyman, because there's always another one, isn't there? Listen, biologically, neurologically, we cannot thrive in a society that lives in fear. We already live in a high-stress, cortisol-driven world, fed by the media, and it's financially driven if it bleeds, it leads mentality. We cannot thrive in an us or them society. We must turn our backs on the desire to just give blame. And by the way, on that subject, when politicians like Donald Trump or anybody else come out and talk about blaming this on mental illness and how we have to have better ways of taking care of the mentally ill, number one, first of all, the US does not take care of the mentally ill. Take a look around the homeless people and you will see that many of them are mentally ill people who were just thrown out on the streets. So that's horseshit right off the bat. Sorry, this is a rant. And second of all, blaming mentally ill people for acts of terrorism is craziness in itself. It is a mentally ill statement to make because the research shows that the vast majority of mentally ill people are nonviolent. So this is just scapegoating. You see, if I'm a politician and I don't want to really address the Second Amendment thing, then I can blame the fact that we don't take enough care of the mentally ill. We don't test for mental illness. That's horseshit. This is people doing what they're doing, and I'll tell you why. It looks like radical thinking. It looks like radical religion. It looks like all of those things. It looks like hating. But what it is people who desperately need significance, who desperately need to be seen, to stand out, to be recognized, because we live in a freaking celebrity-driven society. And some of these people are so emotionally wounded that they're so desperate for celebrity. I mean, I want you to take you back in time and think about the guy who killed John Lennon. Remember him? Chapman? He just wanted some of Lennon's fame. He was a Lennon fan. But he was so desperate for significance that he shot his idol outside of his home in New York. That was an act of terror. Fortunately, people didn't buy into it as much and allowed themselves to still move freely. Understanding that these acts of terror that we perceive as terror are actually from people who are desperate to be seen, to be acknowledged, to be validated. Why? Because they feel like they're on the outside and they're looking for somebody to validate them. You see, because we need significance. Human beings, all of us, need significance. We need to be recognized. We need to be validated. But we also need to belong. We need acceptance. And very often our desire to be significant, to be recognized, to be validated, separates us from others. So these two poles are pulling at us. We feel isolated. We want to belong. Well, who am I going to belong to? If there's nobody to belong to, then I'll belong to the group of radicals who hate gay people, who hate abortion, who hate people who are of a certain faith or a certain sexual orientation or of a certain nationality or race. Come on, folks. We can't live in fear anymore. And if clinging to your gun is done from fear, it needs to change. Take a look at countries that have guns. They've not removed them. Look at Canada. Canada has actually a lot of guns. When you think about the per capita and you measure it against, a lot of guns. UK has a lot of guns when you measure per capita. So why isn't it happening there? Because terrorism isn't fed as much in Canada and the UK as examples by the media. If they keep you in fear, you will cling to your gun. The person watching this, the viewer, will change the world. The world is not changed by government. It is changed by people who demand something different. People like you and I speaking out. If you disagree with me, that's okay. If you agree with me, let me know. Right here, post something. Tell us about this. Share this podcast with others. Share this video with others. Let people know about this. I want to hear from you because we have to come out of fear. We have to validate and recognize people, and we have to come out of fear. Because listen, when you strip it all down, you take off the skin, you take off everything, you're just left with who we are. You can't tell the color of the person. You can't tell the sexual orientation. You can't tell the race. There's only one race, and that's the human race. And it's time we were inclusive and stop building walls between us, whether it's been nations or individuals. We need to really learn how to look in the eyes of another and find compassion. And the only way to do that is to become curious about other people. You know, it's far easier to jump to conclusions and assumptions about other people. But I promise you, being curious gets far better results. I want to thank you for joining me here on Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives. This is a leadership issue, and you are a leader in this if you want to change it. I want to remind you that you can get more on me at fullmontyleadership.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. I'm not going to go into that right now. I want to thank you for being a part of this show, for sharing this show with everybody that you know. And until next time. Yeah.